Imagine a mystical hill, a sanctuary for artists, philosophers, and free thinkers. This magical place, known as Monte Verita, or Mountain of Truth, exists, tucked away in the picturesque landscapes of Ascona, Switzerland. Nestled on the northern shores of Lake Maggiore, Ascona began as a humble fishing village. Over time, it transformed into a sanctuary, a haven for artists and intellectuals. The lure of Ascona's tranquil beauty and free-spirited energy was irresistible. By the turn of the 20th century, Ascona had become a beacon for artists and thinkers from across the world. The story of Monte Verita begins in the early 20th century, when a group of idealists inspired by Theosophy sought to create a utopian community. They envisioned a place where they could live in harmony with nature, free from societal constraints. So they purchased a hill in Ascona and named it Monte Verita. Theosophy, a spiritual movement that emerged in the late 19th century, played a crucial role in shaping Monte Verita. Rooted in ancient philosophies and religions, Theosophy advocated for universal brotherhood, spiritual self-development, and the investigation of unexplained laws of nature. This spiritual ideology resonated with the visionaries of Monte Verita, inspiring them to create a community that embodied these principles. Over the years, Monte Verita attracted a myriad of notable figures. Artists, writers, and intellectuals flocked to this utopian community, drawn by its liberating ethos and enchanting landscapes. They found in Monte Verita a space for creative exploration and philosophical discussions, a space where they could freely express their thoughts and ideas. As the decades rolled by, the influence of Monte Verita expanded beyond its borders. The ideas and philosophies discussed on this hill seeped into the broader cultural and intellectual landscape, shaping movements like modernism and influencing countless artists and thinkers. In summary, Ascona and Monte Verita have a rich and fascinating history. From a humble fishing village, Ascona transformed into a sanctuary for artists and intellectuals. Theosophy played a crucial role in shaping the utopian community of Monte Verita, inspiring a generation of artists and thinkers. Today, the legacy of Ascona and Monte Verita lives on, reminding us of the power of free thought and creative expression.
Have you ever wondered how one man could seamlessly blend art, philosophy, and spirituality into a single, breathtaking tapestry of creativity? Luigi Pericle, born in Basel on June 22, 1916, was such a man. His father, Pietro Giovannetti, hailed from Monte Rubiano in Italy, while his mother, Eugenie Rose, was of French descent. From a tender age, Pericle's artistic talents were evident, receiving his first commission at only 12 years old and beginning art school studies at 16. However, Pericle soon found himself disenchanted with the school's curriculum and teaching methods, leading him to leave. Instead, he immersed himself in the study of ancient and oriental philosophy, becoming well-versed in Zen, Chinese, Japanese, ancient Egyptian, and Greek philosophies. These diverse influences, bound together by a common pursuit of transcendence and inner meaning, shaped his artistic, spiritual, and literary journey. In 1947, Pericle married Orsolina Clanguti, known affectionately as Nini, a painter from the canton of Grigioni. This inseparable pair moved to Ascona in the 1950s, joining a vibrant cultural center known for attracting internationally recognized artists since the 1920s. Pericle's work was multifaceted and challenging to categorize. He found success as a professional artist and a gifted illustrator. In 1951, he created Max, a marmot who starred in a textless comic strip that gained international acclaim, reaching audiences in Europe, the United States, and Japan. Despite his success, Pericle sought to keep his profession separate, signing his illustrations under the surname Giovannetti. The year 1958 marked a pivotal moment in Pericle's artistic journey as he transitioned to informal abstractionism. He destroyed all but one of his early figurative works, marking a clear departure from his previous style. His paintings soon caught the attention of Peter G. Stachelin, a renowned Basel-based collector who viewed Pericle as a virtuoso of seeing. Pericle's life and work remain a testament to the power of art, philosophy, and spirituality. His ability to blend these elements into his creative process left a lasting impact on the art world, illustrating the transcendental power of creativity.